This is the Convo Podcast. Brought to you by Boom Buzz Nigeria.
K-Wise, what does it take? What would you say it really takes to be a DJ? What does it take, really?
What does it take to be a DJ? First of all, you have to be dedicated. You have to want to be a DJ. Not like I'm saying one DJ doing good, that's why I want to be a DJ. You have to have the passion for even wanting to learn how to be a DJ, first of all. Then I think right now in our generation, we need to have a lot of equipment. So you need to actually invest in that, to buy your equipment, buy your setups, your DJ gears and all that, to be a professional DJ. So when you go out there, you can be able to defend yourself as a pro DJ. So that's it.
Can you remember like an event where maybe for the first time you played there, and that was like the first time you saw the crowd really going wild to what you were doing? Can you remember that?
Yes, I think that was almost 8 years ago, where I played for my hood. It was a carnival, like yearly carnival. So it took them 10 years for them to actually realize that I'm actually a DJ in my hood. So when I used to reach out to them every year, I want to play in this carnival. They say, you're too small. We know when you're growing up. No, you can't climb on this stage. So eventually, when I think some of the brothers in the hood were now hearing my name everywhere, DJ KY's job, like, that's the boy, let's just try and put him on, let's even let him come to the stage and play. So, but they paid me, because I made sure I got paid for that, because most of the times that I reached out to them, they didn't answer me. So when they now come to me, I say, like, you have to pay. But it wasn't about the money for me as a then, it was about, let me actually show them what I got, you know, in the hood. So we went for the show, and I saw the fans going crazy. It was an amazing feeling, and it's just, it started so many things for me, because that was the first time I was playing for like thousands of people in the hood. So from there was no fear for playing out there in the midst of thousands of people. I just had the courage ever since then. So
wow, interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of times when DJs get interviewed, especially Nigerian DJs, one common thing that I keep hearing is DJs don't get enough respect. Like, I keep hearing people say that, and I really haven't seen anybody like properly break it down. Can you break that down for us?
Yes, I could say that a few years back. Like, I'm part of the DJs that normally tell people, DJs don't get what they deserve, don't get much respect the way people are actually giving us. But right now is a different thing entirely. Like, I can speak for myself. I feel like the way industry respect DJs is quite different from back then. Right now, the shows are coming in big. I know how much I'm charging per show, if I'm talking about money-wise. Now, industry itself, if you want to book a DJ right now, you know that you have to build a set for him. You know that's the life of the party. You know that if without the DJ, there's no party. So the mindset has changed over the years, because each DJ individually are putting in work to make sure they respect us. We had to work hard to get to this level. Everybody had to, you know, shoot videos, invest, you know, promote, drop music. Let them know that we also can, you know, do something great. It's not that great yet, because there are lots of other things that the industry can do for us as DJs that they have not started doing yet. But I think along the line, as we grow together, they can see the importance of DJing, and we can all put more respect and accolades for all the DJs in the industry. So that's it. Yeah.
You also have an academy where you teach DJs. When did this start, and what led you to do it?
The academy started 6 years ago officially. What led me to starting the academy is how I started DJing. It was hard for me to learn. There was no proper structure where I could go to learn. I googled as much as I could. Nothing. There was no school. There was no place that I can go and feel safe. And most of the time, I went through a lot, going through different DJs, like almost 6 DJs to be a professional DJ. And most of them treated me badly based on how I was learning, and they feel like maybe I was even getting more than them very quickly, and they started, you know, attacking me. Some even slapped me on the stage. Yeah, so all that is the story that I said to myself, like, I can't allow somebody that wants to actually pursue their dream to go through this because you want to be a professional DJ or because you want to pursue your dreams. I also had a fallout with my parents back then because I want to pursue my dreams. So I don't want that to happen to any next generation DJ or next set of DJs that are coming up in the industry. So that's why I started the academy 6 years ago professionally. And so far so good, we've had more than 600 students come and graduated, and most of them are doing amazingly well for themselves. They have their own shows, they have their own gigs, they're making their own money, they're taking care of their family, and that's a good thing. That's something to write them about for KYS.
that's legacy, right?
Yeah.
You've been on a roll since last year.
Yeah.
So before I even get to that, so, you know, the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
What came to your mind at that time? Because, you know, you're a DJ, no more shows, people are locked.
Yeah.
What came to your mind at the time?
I think for me, I wasn't really surprised. Yes, it was bad for business. Like, I couldn't make money from live shows, but that's my life normally. I don't go out. I don't really move out that much. It's just when I'm being paid to go out, that's when I step out. So when they said we're in proper lockdown, I said, oh, okay, so what can we do in the house to make the noise, you know, to stay relevant? Then I started this whole virtual party Joe online series, you know, connected with my fans more during the lockdown, reached out to people, set up a foundation, the Quickie Foundation, because I know a lot of people were actually suffering during that period, you know, reached out to thousands of people, also try to break some new artists in the industry, likes of Bad Boy Teams and some couple of artists during that time. And I feel like I used that time to actually learn more about the DJing business and the culture and everything. So it was a learning process for me. And immediately we started coming out, and people started coming out for shows and all. The bookings started coming in. So it's not like there was much difference, but definitely we made a lot of money during that pandemic. I can speak for myself. Yeah, because a lot of brands were buying into the virtual thing. They were paying me for gigs, private gigs, online parties in and out of the country. So I was doing that more, you know, because I was comfortable in my house.
Yeah.
So I could do anything. So the whole thing was just coming in because I pushed. I didn't just say because there was no show, I would just restrict myself from maybe I will now start doing some other business. But I still find a way to balance the DJing and still do some other things and learn more during that time. That's what I did. Yeah. That's a problem.
You had a banger last year, What Type of Dance.
Yeah.
What's the story behind that song?
What Type of Dance is straight up, I want to say a big shout out to Mayor Kun, because he was the one that actually initiated the conversation of that song. He reached out to me saying, KYS, I got a song for you. Let's see if we can, you know, make this thing happen. And I reached out to Naira, Zlatan, most all of them are my guys. I feel like I know their story, how they started, and how they are buzzing right now. We good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
I'm just doing.
I think I know their story and how they are buzzing right now. So I feel like if I reached out to them or they reached out to me, the energy, the relationship is still always going to be there. So the song came out good. We recorded Mayor and Zlatan in one studio, which is Mayor's house. Then I went to Naira's studio to record his verse. Then we dropped the audio on my birthday, August 4th. And it was boom. Everybody was like, how will one DJ bring these three amazing artists? They were at the top of their game at that moment and still topping the industry. I feel like it's grace, and I feel like it's the relationship that I have with them that could make us do that. Even the video was kind of hard, but I was even thinking we were going to shoot them individually, but all of them came through to show love to KYS, and we all went one building, shot the video, and the video came out amazing. So that was the story behind the What Type of Dance.
And then after What Type of Dance, Highway.
Yes, so
what's the story there?
Highway is a song that I love so much. Initially when, because Fino initiated the call, he said, KYS, I got a record for you, and let's see how we can make this happen. Then I linked up with the producer, shout out to Willis and Fino. We made the song that day, because the song was actually way longer than that, but we made the song, scratched on it, we edited and make sure that everything goes well. The way I feel like if my fans listen to it, they're going to start bumping to it regardless of what tribe that you're from and all that. So the song was done in a day when we all linked up together, myself, Willis, and Fino. And that day I knew it was going to be a hit, but if I'm being honest, I didn't know it's going to be this big, because now it's actually big in the industry. So I'm grateful. I appreciate Fino, I appreciate Willis for the love and support. And shooting the video was up to another, how would I put it? It took a while, yeah, because we had to take our time to shoot the video. I had too many ideas on my head, and my company, Kira Entertainment, you know, got a couple of directors to shoot the video. Shot the video in Abuja and Lagos. So it was stressful, but at the end of the day, everybody loved it. And we got Peter Edoche, legendary Peter Edoche, on the video also. That was amazing. And for the culture, is something everybody is commending us about, like, yo, the video is great, shout out to Peter Edoche for coming through for us and all that. So that was the story behind.
I like how you said you heard it and you knew it was a hit.
Yeah.
In some way, would you say that DJs are like A&Rs?
Yeah, we are we are major A&Rs in the industry. But it's just now that people are trying to, okay, let's see if we can give them that. I know a couple of DJs that are good, they have good ears for music, and they know a hit when they hear one. And I'm big on that. I've worked with a lot of artists, you know, promoted a lot of songs. And if an artist reach out to me and send me a song, I know if it's going to blow, if it's well promoted or not. So shout out to my company, KY Entertainment. That's what we've been doing for years. And we know songs that can actually cut across, can actually blow if it's well promoted and well pushed. So that's it.
Nice. Have you ever made a song, you know, you made a song and you thought like this song definitely go enter. Maybe you didn't enter as much as you thought.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you?
It depends. I don't think most of the songs that I dropped, my personal project, like most of them blew at the rate they are supposed to. Like, I remember seeing Mary C. Jesus. There was no much social media, no much a challenge going there. So, but on the streets, in the clubs, it was a banger. I remember Caro with Tekno and Faust. That's still buzzing in the club till now. So I know now that we have social media, we have Apple Music and all that, Boomplay that can distribute the music in every platform, that people can easily get access to it, is making our work easier to also, you know, get the fans to listen to our song immediately. Not, we don't need to promote too hard, unlike before. So right now, Highway is stopping everywhere because it's easier for people to have access to the song, and the promo plan was also huge also. So that's just it for me.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, at this point now, you've got two heavy bangers out there.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes sense if the people get like an EP or a project.
Yeah.
That happening.
It's definitely going to happen. I'm hoping if everything comes out well. I'm already working on my EP and we got some bangers coming also. So you guys to watch out for that.
Yeah.
But I'm taking my time. You know, I don't really drop songs like that. But when I'm coming out, I know my fans are going to love it. So we're taking our time to work on that. So hopefully before the end of the year, we're dropping an EP from KYS.
Okay.
Yeah.
How important would you say street music culture? Because there's music culture in general, and then there's a street music culture, right? How important would you say the streets are in making a song blow, making a song a hit song?
How important is the street culture?
Yeah, like how does it help to blow a song?
Yeah, I think Most of the hit songs, apart from the foreign artists and all that, but most of the hit songs right now, they have a little touch of hits, street vibe inside. Like, you have to say something that relates with the streets, to connect with the streets, the Lamba and all that. So I think it's very important you add that to whatever you're doing as an artist, because there's a huge fan base out there. Like, that's what they want to listen to, and that's what they want to relate to. So, and if you don't do that, your song might go, but it will just not relate to them or to us on the street. So I feel like it's very important for every artist to try to infuse that. And I feel Afrobeat is bigger right now because of all the Lambas and all the street cred on the song that everybody tried to put and Afrobeat and Fela and all that. That's why Afrobeat is getting bigger, because there's originality in the street. There's you can't compare it to, I don't know how else you want to. Most of my music is street vibes, is something that I can drop with my own mind. I know my people will feel it. That's enough for me. Now, other people are now feeling it because I choose to do what I know is comfortable and I know my people are going to love.
Yeah.
So that's it.
So we're done. So now I'm just going to give you like some rapid questions and you just answer as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Amala or rice?
Amala.
Alcohol or juice?
Wow. I'm on pasta.
Juice and alcohol.
Sneakers or boots?
Sneakers.
Island or mainland?
Mainland.
Would you rather live in Nigeria or in America?
Nigeria.
What's the dirtiest DM you've gotten from a woman? Like, crazy
FBM, nude pictures, obviously.
What kind of dance or highway?
What type of dance or highway?
Yeah.
I say both. I say the two of them can make you dance, so both.
Okay.
Well, right now, highway.
Street carnival or playing in the club?
Street carnival all day, every day. Like, the vibe is crazy. Vibe is different. In fact, all day, every day. But also, clubs. Picking up but street carnival, because everybody can remove their clothes, live freely, happy. Even me on the stage,
on
like
the
this,
stage you will come
I can fly and jump. So street carnival. Okay.
Okay.